Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. You say hello to Robert Griffin III this Tuesday morning.
Robert.
What's up, Robert? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, at least you didn't have to go to an airport to get to Tampa. How far is Tampa from your house driving?
Yeah, it's about an hour and 40 minutes. So
there you go.
Nice, smooth, easy drive. Kind of look at the scenery on the highway and watch a great game.
You don't have a driver? You actually do that trek yourself?
This time I did not do the trek myself, but I have in the past. We had a Monday night in Tampa, and I drove. This time I decided not to drive.
Very good.
Nice. Good for you.
Driver, what a perk.
It is a great perk. All right, Rob, before we get into all the games this weekend, I want to get into your defending of Lamar, which I think is totally valid. You have your own experience with that. You have a relationship with Lamar. And, of course, we're all we remember 2012 so well. And you, I don't know if it was in your post or somebody else, you know, you had the picture of when you got hurt again in that Seattle game. Remind people, so you got hurt in that Ravens game, right? Well, you guys had turned it around. Mm-hmm. I think the next game was Cleveland. That's when Kirk came in, right? Got a W against Cleveland. And then you played against Philly and Dallas. Philly game, you only ran a couple times, only 4 yards. Looked like maybe, okay, we don't know what Robert's dealing with here. But then you rushed for 63 yards in that Dallas game. Can you kind of just talk about what was going in your mind? Are you now saying that you shouldn't have played in those last few games? Explain, because I remember I was so thrilled that you were.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, the whole point is that what Lamar is going through right now, I lived through it already.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have anybody there to tell me, hey, this isn't the smart decision. This isn't the right move. If I had that hindsight being 2020, I would have never played the rest of that year, let alone in that playoff game. So, you know, the way I look at it is, guys, I played so Lamar didn't have to play. And what I was trying to get across last night on the show wasn't that it was about my situation, but the simple fact is I talked to the people in the organization. I talked to Lamar. I know exactly what's going on. So for me to present that information and people to still try to go hijack the narrative and weaponize it against Lamar and or the team, I just think is just completely, it's not just wrong, it's not the truth. So last night was just an example of, in my opinion, people wanting the story to be something that it's not. And I wanted to be a voice in that situation because it's not how I feel. It's exactly what's going on. So that's just the bottom line. And like I said, hindsight's 2020. So for me,
it got very contentious, I thought. Robert, I thought it got very contentious on set between you and Steve. And Booger.
No,
Booger.
No. I don't think it got contentious in any way.
Well,
that was just
my vibe as a viewer.
Yeah, when Boog and Steve started talking about their interpretation of Lamar's tweet, like all of that is fair game. Lamar put the tweet out. They can feel about it however they want. Mm-hmm. It was more so just the fact of like, why was Lamar not playing? He wasn't playing because he was hurt. Why didn't he travel? He didn't travel because he was sick. Those are facts. That's not an opinion. And to me, there is no, hey, two things can be true in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because what did you think of guys like Vic? Because I don't know what Steven and Booger were saying, but when guys like Vic were saying, hey, I played a whole year with that injury, I just braced it up and played, you know, and other guys, old school guys saying things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I played with no ACL and no LCL, right? So we all think that we're Superman, that we're the toughest people in the world, that, you know, we can overcome anything. And your mindset is always, I'm going to go out there and put it all on the line. Lamar's got a PCL injury. I've never had a PCL injury. As far as I know, no one else who's commented on his injury had a PCL injury. So to say, hey, this ligament is equal to that ligament, or my injury is equal to that injury, that is just not true. And for Lamar Jackson and what he has in the future, it's not just about his long-term future, but the simple fact is he couldn't go out there and play and be Lamar Jackson. When I played in those last few games of the year in 2012 and in that playoff game, I wasn't able to be my complete self. Anyone who saw me rush for 60 yards in that Cowboys game saw that I was running on one leg at the end of the year.
There was that touchdown
run that I had down the left sideline. All of my teammates, you know, go ask Logan Paulson. They were like, bro, are you okay? Because I wasn't able to be myself. And I think that Lamar in his defense, but the fact that he's not healthy, he wasn't going to be able to go out there and be the shape-shifting, shifty guy who can throw the ball 70 yards down the field that everybody would want him to be. And at the end of the day, if you can't go out there and be healthy, you shouldn't be out there playing, especially at a position like quarterback.
Well, I didn't know it was a given. I thought I followed that situation pretty closely, that you actually started that Seattle game with a completely torn ACL. I thought there was a play in the middle of that game there where it went where maybe you finally tore it.
No, the misconstrued or unknown fact is that in that Baltimore game when I got hit by Haloti Ngata, I had actually torn my LCL and ACL in that game.
Completely? So, that ACL was completely or partially?
I don't know if it was completely torn or partially torn, but I know that my LCL and ACL in that game were both damaged. LCL was gone.
Yeah.
Kind of just healed a little bit over time the last couple of weeks of the season, but the ACL was also. So, listen, at the end of the day, people will say, hey, well, it was tough, it was brave. Yeah, I got it, but it was stupid. And that's just the bottom line, and it altered my career. And me and Lamar had many conversations about that in my 3 years in Baltimore. And I'm happy for him that he's not making the same mistakes that I did.
So do you think Lamar signs the franchise tag? Is that what's going to happen? Is that the future?
Listen, I don't know what's going to happen as far as
What's your gut?
What I do know is that the team wants to sign him to a long-term deal. Lamar obviously wants to sign a long-term deal, and that both sides are going to work towards that this offseason. If that doesn't happen, you know, you would guess everything's on the table. Do I think Lamar would sign a franchise tag? I can't speak for Lamar, but I know that Lamar loves one thing and one thing only, and that's playing football. And if not signing that franchise tag is going to prevent him from playing football, then I think he signs a franchise tag.
Do you think it hampers him representing himself and not having an agent? Have you had discussions with him about that?
Man, listen, like, people have to understand Lamar and Lamar is his own man. He is going to do what he thinks is best and what he wants to do. He wants to negotiate his own contract. I think every GM in the NFL has stated this about players representing themselves. It's so much more difficult. You know, these GMs are willing to, they're going to talk to agents and they're going to say things about the player that most of these agents aren't going to go back and tell their player.
Right.
Right. So now when you're having to deal or negotiate with a player, you're going to say some things to that player that are that they might not agree with. I haven't met a player yet that thinks there's another player at his position that is better than him. I haven't met one. That everybody's an A-type personality. So for Lamar, he's going to say, I deserve to get paid the most money ever. I deserve a fully guaranteed contract. And when now the GM has to go into the player and say, hey, well, what about this player and what he's getting? And we think he's better than you. And this guy's been less injury prone than you are. And this is what he's making. Players don't want to hear that. So, yes, it makes it extremely tedious and difficult for a GM to be as open with a player as he would with an agent. So, yes, it makes it more difficult.
Joined by Robert Griffin III. So let's talk about somebody that you have experience with, Kyle Shanahan. I saw you kind of patting yourself on the back on Brock Purdy that you called it a couple weeks ago. You thought the kid could play. But, man, Shanahan schemes guys open. You know this. Talk about what's happening with San Francisco, because they look as good as anybody right now, even with a third-string guy.
Yeah, listen, Kyle's, you know, schematically, I've always said this, he's one of the best, if not the best, coach I've had schematically in the NFL. Not just scheming guys open, but having, like, a plan, like first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. Any player that you ever heard talk about him, you know, Santana, Cooley, all these guys, they'll tell you. He's one of the brightest football minds there is out there. Now, what he's done in San Fran is he's gotten himself a gaggle of superstars on the offensive side of the ball. So, yes, I did call that Brock Purdy could play because I covered him in college and I knew what he was capable of doing. And Kyle has always, in my mind, been better when he has a guy at quarterback who can do some things with his legs. He's been great with Matt Ryan, went to a Super Bowl. He's been great with Jimmy Garoppolo, went to a Super Bowl. But with a guy like Brock Purdy, who isn't Lamar Jackson running the football, but he can make some things happen and get it done with his legs, if he can just make the open throws like he has the last 6 weeks, they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. But you got Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, you got George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk. These guys are all super talented, very diverse personnel up front. And you got Trent Williams, you know, the guy that we know oh so well, the best left tackle in the game. So I think all of that is making it so much easier for Brock Purdy. But make no mistake about it, he is making plays with his legs. And that scramble he had back across the field when he threw the dime in the back of the end zone, the Ayuk that he dropped, that's what I'm saying. If Purdy's going to make the open throws like he has, and these guys are going to get yak yardage like Deebo did on his 70-yard touchdown, if he can just make three or four of those type of plays like he did to Ayuk and they actually complete them, these guys are extremely dangerous because Purdy's playing young and dumb right now is what I would say. He doesn't know how big of a stage he's on because he played 4 years of college football. He's played a lot of football games, and he's just like, this is my opportunity. I'm going to make the most of it. I just think it's his origin story, and I'm all in, and I've been saying it for weeks. I really believe in the kid, but I think they just have the total package right now. And we didn't even mention their number one defense.
Sticking with quarterbacks, what do you make of Daniel Jones' season and then what Daboll has done with them? And do you give him a shot against Philly?
Yeah, I do give him a shot against Philly. And the reason I give him a shot against Philly is because of Daniel Jones. And when you say that, it's in partnership with Brian Daboll. I think Jones is playing, you know, he's not playing like Dak did last night. Don't get me wrong. But he is making the most of what the defense is giving him, and he's playing very smart football decision-making-wise. So his ability to run, I said this last night, he's, including the playoffs, he's got the most rushing yards of any quarterback in the NFL outside of Justin Fields. So people are low-key sleeping on his dual-threat ability, but it's a big part of their offense, and it's why they're able to stay on the football field, mm-hmm. and their defense is playing at such a high level. So Philly, with Jalen Hurts, who would have been the MVP had he not gotten injured, they're still, you know, the favorite. I would still pick them to win the game. The Giants have more than a puncher's chance to go out there and get the upset.
And that last drive, actually the two final drives for the Vikings in that game, they didn't target Jefferson once. He didn't get the ball once. They threw to Cook. They threw to Hockenson. And then, of course, on the 4th and 8, Kirk throws the 3-yard pass. I'm not blaming Kirk for the loss. His numbers were good. They were really good. the Vikings defense, they got to do something about that in the offseason. But can you explain throwing that ball, as a quarterback, throwing that ball when you know you need 8 yards?
Yeah, so we kind of broke this down last night. When you watch the play, there was pressure immediately, you know, down the middle of the offensive line, got into Kirk's face, and that's why he had to kind of get the ball out. Justin Jefferson was pretty much doubled down the field with the safety in the corner. But I will say this, you know, the narrative, I talked about weaponizing narratives last night against Lamar, and Kirk's had a lot of narratives weaponized against him that early in his career may have been true. But over the past few years, he's completely altered his game. This year, he had 8 game-winning drives, right? The Vikings were 11-0 in one-score games until this playoff game. And I think that's why people are using it against him unfairly in this regard, because every critic of him was sitting there at the end of the game and waiting to say, I told you so. And he gave them that moment because they came up short. Like you said, last two drives didn't target Justin Jefferson, throws the ball short in a gotta-have-it situation. And I truly believe if he had thrown the ball down the field to Justin Jefferson and it was incomplete, no one would be talking about him coming up as short in the manner that they are right now. But because he threw that essential check down short of the sticks at the end of the game, it gave every critic of him an opportunity to you know, say their piece. Now, had they went out and won that football game, everyone who was on his side and says, hey, he's changed, he's got these 8 game-winning drives, they would have been, you know, the happiest people in the world. But Kirk did play really, really well. His stats will say that he played really, really well, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, they lost to the Giants, and I think that will be the referendum against him, even if it's unfair.
Hey, who did you feel for more? Trevor Lawrence, first half, 4 interceptions, or Brett Maher last night with the 4 extra point misses in a row?
Oh, my goodness. 100% Brett Maher. I mean, for Trevor Lawrence, at least, you know, first opportunity in the playoffs, you throw 4 interceptions. You still got a long career ahead of you. You know, if they lose that game, he can come back and make up for it. Now, he ended up coming back in the same game and making up for it. It was an even better story. But for Mar, it was like, something's going on here, guys. No one misses 4 extra points. So I know there's a lot of people saying he's in the mafia. You know, myself, I'm like, yo, we got to check his phone record. Something's going on here. You know, good for him. He ended up making the 5th one. But you definitely feel bad for him because he's actually had a really good year kicking the football. And for whatever reason, he couldn't swipe right or swipe left on Tinder last night. It didn't matter where he was trying to kick that ball. It wasn't going in.
Hey, Robert, getting back to the Vikings-Giants game for a second, you tweeted this a few days ago. This is the worst roughing the passer call of the year when Lawrence threw down Cousins when he still had the ball when he's releasing the ball. How does the NFL deal with this going forward? I know they want to protect the quarterbacks as much as they can, but they still have to let defensive ends and D-tackles play their game too.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something that they can honestly change this year because they've already instructed these officials to be hypersensitive to protecting the quarterback. And as you guys know, the NFL is a business, and they're in the business of protecting the quarterback because quarterbacks kind of dictate the flow and the level of the games that the fans get to watch. Now, in that situation, I felt like Dexter Lawrence did everything he was supposed to do. The glancing blow to the face mask or to the head, they said that's not something that's supposed to be called. It's no different than a guy accidentally hitting a guy in the face when he's blocking him. They don't just automatically call hands to the face. You got to kind of like keep it there for it to be called hands to the face. So when Lawrence spins him around, that's part of the tackle. It wasn't like he spun him around and like dumped him on his head. He spun him around, and at the very end, he let go. You saw his arms go out. That's exactly how they coach or how they teach these defensive linemen to sack the quarterback. Take him down, don't throw him to the ground, and pretty much tuck him in and read him a bedtime story before he hits the ground. I felt like Lawrence did that in that situation. So to me, it was the worst one. The solution for me is make them all reviewable. Now, as you guys know, nobody likes their decision-making to be questioned, especially officials in the NFL. So they know if they have everything reviewable, there's going to be a lot of calls that get pulled back. But this one, that if that had altered the game and the Vikings end up going on the drive and winning it, everyone would be upset. people aren't as upset about it because it didn't, you know, affect the outcome, the final outcome of the game. But still, you look at that and you're like, what is he supposed to do in this situation?
Robert, thanks as always. Great insight. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Appreciate you. God bless.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Robert Griffin III. RG3 is delivered by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. If you're planning an upcoming move, either locally or out of state, contact the 15-time Angie Super Service Award winners. Do what Grant, Danny, Drab T-Shirt, and JP did. Call Metropolitan Moving and Storage at 301-279-0090.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time now for EB's Entertainment page, brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. The most hated jeweler in America is not in the jewelry business. That's right. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com.
EB, you know how Cakes always says, why wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm. Last week,
he was all about entertainment related.
Yeah.
Plain movie. Why wouldn't I go see it for lunch? Why wouldn't I go this weekend?
Right. Right.
Well, because
did you?
Because I went.
He does that all the time.
Well, there was so much football.
My social calendar is very full. I went to the Caps game Saturday night. I saw EB's beautiful bride, Dina Bickle, hung out in the.
Okay, that's Saturday evening.
A bit.
It was a 3-day weekend, and we're off work at 10 a.m. on Friday.
It's a very good point. My kids were all home this weekend. Like, nobody wanted to go out to the movies. Plus, it was wild card weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, my wife said it was great to see John and Amy and the kids and everything. Did we discuss this? So I felt kind of sheepish asking Jim for tickets for my fam. And, yeah. You know, because I had just gone like a month earlier.
Right.
Uh-huh. Cakes asked for 8
No,
tickets.
Incorrect. You can continue with the story, and then I will
correct
the story.
Yeah, you can correct me, because my wife said there were 8 of them there.
Right. Okay, so here's what happened. I, of course, contacted Jim Van Stone, because I'm jaded, and I will not buy tickets at face value. Uh-huh. I just can't at this point in my life.
I'm with you.
So I did feel a little sheepish, because I knew the Bickle clan was going already. So I was like, do I really want to piggyback on this certain date? But I did, because my son is in town. He had a break from his school schedule. I was like, screw it. I'm going to ask for 5 tickets. I don't feel great about it, but I'm going to ask. So I asked for 5 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So he grants me the 5 tickets. And then Jim Van Stone, out of the kindness of his heart, said, I'm giving you a suite. There are additional tickets available.
Right.
If you want them, you can take them.
Cakes
3 other
suite.
Tickets.
Right.
At first, my response was, no thanks. I'm good with 5, but I appreciate it. And then I was
you
like,
realized.
Then I was like, well, why wouldn't I invite my
brother?
Why wouldn't I invite? No, the one I really need to curb is it just is. Why wouldn't I feel like there's still runway on it?
All right.
I feel like I can still
it's catching
it.
Up.
So I was like, I'll invite my brother and
his two sons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll love
so,
it.
That's cool.
So that the five became
the Allville
eight.
Clan. Right. But had
you
their
didn't
own
ask
suite.
For eight. You asked for five.
The Allville suite.
I did not ask
I hope they
for
put,
eight.
I hope they put Allville on the door.
Yeah, they put their name plate
I got to say
there.
This, though, and if JVS is listening, if he gets back to him.
You need tickets?
Bickle and actually all three of you have asked him for so many tickets over the last few years, and I have it. Man, when I ask him he might give me 50.
He very well may. He's very generous.
I haven't asked him in a while.
Because I haven't asked
twice
him
twice this year.
I haven't asked him for tickets in a while.
It was very nice of him. And again, to set the record straight, I only asked for five, but was given eight.
Yeah. There's no reason for him to hook
us. I topped
that
cake
nice.
In the history of the
He's
show.
A nice dude. Yeah.
I once had 10. Now I offered to pay for like the additional five because I originally had my family.
That was a fake offer.
I've never offered.
But I haven't. But I don't hit him up with the frequency that offer. Cakes does. Like Cakes has him on speed.
No, yeah. Didn't you just get tickets?
I try to keep it to a dull roar.
Me?
No.
The last time I hit him
up
was Bad Bunny.
Okay. Yeah. I did go to
months
the,
ago.
I went to the Clippers Wiz game probably 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Do you think he regrets saying to you guys, "Yeah, whenever you guys need something, just
he might
text me
this
or email me."
Possible.
You think
he's
he regrets
25 texts a year on tickets?
If you just know him, just tell him the Junks are very grateful. They feel very
well. All those people over at Monumental are awesome. They're just great. Don't you wish we could say that about the Commanders? We just can't say that. But all
no,
the people
cannot.
At Monumental have been awesome to us for years. They
now
really
I did
Is
not.
That true?
I don't think I stepped over the borderline because I did not ask for a parking pass.
Well,
you pay for your own parking.
Well, you should
parking
because I bet you he'd hook you.
Yeah, but he had already given me eight suite tickets.
He gave
and
me his parking.
Eight Caesar's Lounge tickets.
Yeah,
like. I can't follow.
Get a suite and Caesar's Lounge.
Yeah, I can't then say I need parking. Then I'm a real ingrate.
Did that movie
and
Plane was this the first weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't
weekend.
It kind of crazy that Plane comes out and there were two? Well, one plane disaster and a near plane disaster. At JFK.
Well, Plane. It's funny you mentioned that. So Plane came in fifth at $12 million. The two plane incidents you're talking about was the one at JFK where there was a near miss and they had to slam on the brakes. They almost T-boned another like 777.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the one in Nepal. And this is just the brutality. This just sucks. Like, they're putting videos out there of, like, people on the plane as it's approaching, I guess, the mountain or whatever it crashed into.
The guy was live streaming when and then the plane was descending. And it looked like no one in the plane knew what was going on.
Yeah, terrifying. They were too concerned. Yeah, it's
that
horrifying.
It was horrifying.
Horrifying. And my wife,
the video of the guy on his balcony.
Right. That's the
it.
Real time where the plane is like this,
yeah,
and then 2 seconds later, it's like this.
And
you,
what
then
happened?
You just hear the explosion.
Ever say what happened? Just another airline?
I don't know.
My daughter asked me this weekend. It was funny. It was right on the heels
of this.
It was
a 20-minute flight, too.
She said she and her friends are looking for, you know, they're trying to think their spring break. All they care about is spring break.
Sure.
And she said, what do you think if I took, like, I don't know, it wasn't Spirit Airline. It was like Cheer Airline or something. It was like something I've never heard of.
Yeah.
And I said, I wouldn't feel real good about that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like a brand new airline?
Yeah,
like,
I know it's brand new.
I recognize the brand
name. But it's
definitely
not a big silly.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, you know, she wanted to fly into, like, Charleston, and it's hard to find flights into Charleston, like, especially from Ithaca.
Right,
And so, prop planes
I said, you know what? I don't think I would fly on that. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
You know, when you're flying into a small airport like Charleston, it's probably going to be a little puddle jumper.
Is she changing her mind?
She doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But and it's funny. It's just right on the, you know, where these stupid. You can imagine you book a flight in Nepal or whatever. You think you're going to be good. I mean, I just can't even imagine.
Well, you know, it's a 20-minute flight.
Yeah.
Like where they were going, they weren't like going all the way across the country.
They didn't even get up though.
It was 20
minutes. Up and down, but they barely got up. Looked like
that's just
no. I think they were landing.
Yeah. It's just awful.
I think they were a minute from
landing. So Avatar was number one at the box office. That did, let me see here, another $40 million. So far domestically, it's made $570 million. It's got to be over $2 billion now worldwide. Megan, is that the name of that one?
Yeah, the doll
million.
Movie. Which, another one which Cake said he might see.
I mean, it is getting 95% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
No interest, $60 million. Puss in Boots, that's the one JP wants to see. That's it.
I don't want to see it. I dropped
million.
Off my wife and my little one. They saw it.
Oh, JP wants to see Puss in Boots.
And then A Man Called Otto, also in the top five, did 15.
Cranky Tom Hanks.
That's about Otto Porter. Silly. I go see that feature.
You guys wanted to pay him that big bag of money,
I mean,
dummies.
The Wizards just, what a cycle of mediocrity.
What is Otto doing these days?
I think he's hurt. In fact, they might be trying to get out of his deal. I think I saw something like that. They might try to buy him out.
Wouldn't you?
I think he's hurt, though. I don't know. Could be wrong.
How much has Otto Porter made in his NBA career? Like $150 million?
Gotta be. I heard he went from being like this innocent kid, like working on cars, that likes to go out and throw down. Now.
Oh, really?
He likes to have a good time.
Likes to party?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Party guy?
He's on the Raptors, by the way.
I think he's hurt, though, right?
Yeah, he's only played in 8 games this season. Yeah. He was on Golden State last year. The year before that, Orlando, Chicago. Since he's left Washington, he's becoming off. Yeah.
This is an interesting story. It's kind of weird to me. So Shawn Mendes, I mean, you've heard of him, of course, right? He's had pop hits.
Of course, Stitches is a hit.
He was dating that Camila Cabello. They broke up in 21. Now they're saying he may be dating this chiropractor chick who's 51 years old, Dr. Jocelyn Miranda.
I need her.
Apparently, she does a lot of L.A. stuff. She maybe travels with like bands, rappers, maybe other artists. And she had been known, I guess, to travel with him when he was touring. And now he's been seen like lately, like getting coffee with her. She had like a bag over her shoulder, looked like she probably had some nightgown or something.
He's pretty young too, isn't he?
24.
24.
24 she's dating a 51-year-old?
51, yeah, like Ryan Clary.
Guess so. I guarantee she's better looking than anybody Ryan Clary has ever talked to.
I mean, she looks like she's attractive, but I mean, think about if you're Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
You literally can date anyone you want. Like, you just close your eyes, right? You could just. You could do like
your
AI.
Pick of the litter.
You could just go in there and create the woman that you want and then go find one that looks just like her. Probably yeah, with
interest. He's obviously tired of the youngins.
I guess so.
What's a more experienced woman?
Lisa Marie Presley. Of course, the awful news of her passing last week. Her child, Riley, and their 14-year-old twins will inherit Graceland. Following her death.
Sell.
You think they should sell? Well, isn't that just a huge moneymaker for them?
I don't know what kind of
revenue it generates. But it's, I think, that's. I mean, you want to talk about a gold mine.
Yep.
So anyway, terrible news. Died at the age of 54. This story I thought was kind of interesting. People were, I guess, Aaron Carter's family is now claiming that he didn't drown in the tub. He died of an overdose. Didn't we all know that? Did anybody think he actually went in the tub and forgot how to swim?
He may have drowned
or something?
Because he overdosed and then lost consciousness and drowned.
Right. Nobody thought that he just drowned.
No.
Everyone knew, it was kind of understood that was an overdose. I found that kind of strange that the family
Unless you fall back and hit your head in a bathtub or a shower and then drown in a foot of water. I mean, nobody's doing that.
Right.
Drug-induced.
Jeremy Renner. By the way, I need somebody to fix my on-off button on my jacuzzi tub, my Whirlpool jacuzzi. Yeah, the on-off button doesn't work. So you know what I have to do when I'm in there?
Get a boat motor and have it go through the water?
No. Would that work?
No.
What I do is I take my wife's brush and I hold it on the button.
Right.
And then I just sit there.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi.
And let the jacuzzi jets hit me. But
doing?
I have to hold down. It takes a little bit of a pressure with my left hand. Then I YouTubed how to replace the control panel on a... And I thought I was going to try it.
Impossible.
But then when they started talking about how you had to silicone it back together, I said, I'm out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As soon
can't
as
do
it
that.
Had silicone.
Yeah, you're out.
Silicone or whatever.
Yeah.
Said,
so this
out.
Is your inside bathtub or your hot
my
tub?
My inside one.
Okay.
It's been there for 17 years.
Is your entire basement all completed now?
No.
Work in progress.
What else is outstanding?
Two of the rooms are done. Two of the rooms are just no.
But the media room is good, right?
Media room's straight.
Right.
No, but then that kind of main room was. I've always had it open because my kids, you know, my daughter will hit volleyballs down there. She just backflips. Mm. Kind of weird, you know.
You got a gym in your basement.
I have one of those mats that like gymnasts have, even though she's not a gymnast.
Yeah.
She, like,
she goes down there with her friends and jump around.
Got Gymkhana down there.
Huh?
Yeah, it's an open area. I get it. Yeah. I have that in my basement, too.
And then I have the other part of the room, which is supposed to be my wife's office before she retired. We need to figure it all out.
And you got the little room by the...
It again now.
You got a room by the sliding glass door with a bunch of old games.
Yeah, but that's
what
now
I remember.
My wife's office now.
Oh, she flipped it from that side over there?
It's always... Like, since she's been working, like, the last 2-3 years... from home mostly, 2 or 3 days a week. She got one of those desks, the standing desk.
Desk.
And she get the whole, because she likes the light down there.
Got you.
Right by the sliding glass door. That's where all the snacks are for when you have a home game, poker game.
You won't believe. I want to tease it. You won't believe what I purchased this weekend, and it was an awesome purchase. And you will all, Joan.
Oh. Hold on. You want to really sell it?
Yeah.
We'll do it on the way back.
I want to do it on the way back. I bought something.
Would the three of us ever purchase it?
Never. Never in your wildest dreams would you ever.
All right, so okay. EB's wackadoo purchase, and then coming up at 9, we'll talk some NFL playoffs with Matt Verderam from Fanside. That's coming up at 9 a.m. So what was EB's wacky purchase over the weekend that none of the rest of us would probably ever make?
Can we play a game for like a dollar?
No, you'll never clues? Get it. You'll just never
like
get
it. Like Cakes always says these dollar games.
It's a waste of time. Yeah. I mean, you'll just never, ever, ever get
it. Where did you purchase it?
Online.
Give me the cost.
About $120.
$120 online
is
it, purchase.
And this is for the house. This is for one of the rooms.
Not really. Because it's...
Is it a picture?
No.
Are we going to Joan?
Of course you're going to Joan.
Super hard Joan.
Yeah, but I'm going to say, so far,
you bought
I
it online.
It.
Did you discover it online? Like, was it something that popped up on Instagram that looked intriguing?
No. Did you buy an infomercial product?
Did you get, like, a foot massager or something?
This is a critical question.
It's kind of maybe in a ballpark of the realm, Valdez.
Is it something you saw hyped up on Shark Tank? Because we know you love Shark Tank.
No.
Do you know anybody else who has this?
Online, like watching videos and
no,
stuff.
But anybody personally.
No, I think people would be too embarrassed.
I can't wait to hear this.
All right,
like a Snuggie or something. Like a big old Snuggie.
Here's what I bought. And there's a backstory, but if I tell you the backstory, I'll give it away.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what I bought, and then I'll tell you the backstory. I bought. A tent. Now, it's not just a tent.
What?
I bought... A portable sauna. It's a tent that you stick your head out of. Now, you can get a variety of different kinds. Right. But I got one that you can poke your head out of. You put a steamer in there, and then it takes 15 minutes to heat up.
Right.
And it's 160 degrees in there. And you go in there in your skivvies, and you sweat your Bozak off for 20 minutes.
On a sweat lodge.
And it's a portable sauna. And then you just have to clean it. And you can pack. You can hide it under your bed if you want.
You do love heat. He loves his fire pit, his hot tub, and the portable sauna.
So here's the backstory. So my son for 2 years has been raving about the sauna. That's the one thing. When he comes home, that's all he does. He goes to the gym, and then he only goes to the gym, I think. I'm convinced he goes to the gym just to go to the sauna.
He wants to get a schwitz.
He wants to go. He says it's so amazing, right? And so for the last 2 years or so, when he's in town, we always talk about the sauna. I remember I went to Chicago at Tom's place, and they had a sauna. And every day I was down there in the sauna. You do? Have you guys ever been in a sauna before?
I prefer. Yes. I don't really know the difference. I like the steam room better than the sauna, but I don't know the difference.
I think they're all the same.
I don't quite know the difference either, to be honest with you. And that's neither here nor there.
I feel like the sauna's stuffier.
Do you know that feeling that you get when you're out of there? Well, it's like a yoga feeling. I did yoga for a couple years, and there's a weird feeling your body has. It's like I just can't explain it. You know it if you felt it. And so my son keeps talking about it. And so I told my wife, I said, by the way, here's the other thing.
It's a death trap.
You look up, everywhere you look it up, they'll tell you it's incredible for your cardiovascular. I'm getting old. I'm all about my cardiovascular.
Okay.
It's incredible for your heart health. It lowers your blood pressure. Mine's always a little on the high side. So, I mean, it's got great benefits.
Right.
It lowers your sperm count. I don't need a sperm count.
Okay.
Okay. That's about the only negative that I could see to it.
But
okay?
It's a positive.
Yeah, that could even be a positive, right? So, I kept telling my wife, I'm going to buy a sauna. And she's like, over my dead body. You know? I'm like, no, I'm just going to buy one. I'll put one in the basement or something. And then she goes, no. I go, well, maybe I'll get an outdoor one.
She knew what you were talking about?
No, no, I'm talking about the legit song.
Oh, like okay. You would have spent $5,000-$10,000 on a song.
Yeah, you definitely cut corners getting this thing.
You can get, I know, but hold on. There's a method to my madness. So, and then she's like, over my dead body, you're not putting a sauna in my house. And I go, well, maybe I'll get one for my patio, because the patio is basically mine. I said, I'll get an outdoor one. And she goes, nah. And she didn't. So I said, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a portable one. And then when she sees the benefits of it, because I'm going to make her go in it. I'm going to make her use it. I used it yesterday. I came in here this morning. I'm so dehydrated.
How
my
big
eyes
is it?
Are dry. It's just a little.
Just the size of a tent.
Dude, you sit in it in a little $2 chair.
And where do you put it?
Put it wherever you want.
But where do you have
and
it
your
in your
head
house?
Peeks out?
I have it where my head pops out. Hey,
are you watching like Gold Rush?
I had my earphones in and I was listening to a podcast. You actually have zipper holes. You can put your arms out, and you could just be there with your phone.
We need a video of this.
It's the funniest looking thing you've ever seen. It feels exactly like a sauna. Then I went upstairs.
I feel like this is the new weighted blanket for all the things tried for sleep.
Then I went upstairs, and then I took a moderately cold shower, because let's not get crazy. I can't take a cold shower.
Who does that?
And you feel incredible. So what am I going to do today? I'm going to go after the dentist appointment. I'm going to go home.
In the tent.
I'm going to work
dentist
out.
In the sauna.
And then I'm going to sit in my tent.
You should floss your teeth in the sauna.
Yeah, you can do it. It is incredible. The only downside is I feel like you have to be ahead of the curve on cleaning it. Because otherwise,
a lot of fungus and mold in there.
The sweat gets in there.
Yeah, you got to really be on top of it cleaning it wise.
So where are you keeping this now?
Well, you can fold it up every time
I know,
it.
But where are you?
Where my daughter does flips and stuff.
Okay.
You know, I mean, nobody cares.
Kind of
it's a
the junk
room. It's a rec room.
Right.
So,
is it machine washable?
Yes, but I wouldn't do that because I think it'll tear it up.
So I've seen it. Max Major uses it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he? What does he say about it?
Of course,
he loves
you saw
it. He's like
Max
a big
Major
body holistic guy.
Yeah. You know what it is? It feels silly. Now the only thing is,
Drab gets sweaty looking at Max. Gets sweaty.
Yeah. It dehydrates the hell out of you. I did it for 18 minutes yesterday, and my eyes are so dry right now. It's ridiculous.
But you felt great when you got out of it.
His eyes are going crazy.
You feel incredible. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I just hooked my heart.
So everybody,
I just hooked my blood pressure.
Crazy.
And I'm
going to
do it again today.
Yeah.
And then I'm
going to
do it again tomorrow.
Hey, I'm not droning.
Will you like go IG live in your sauna?
No.
When I get my real one,
see, then when my family sees the benefits. My daughter went in there, my you know, Meg, she, you know, kind of mocking me. Then she went in there, and it felt silly. She was raving about it. I'm going to do it every day while she's home. I'm telling you, it feels silly. Now, the thing is, it looks like hot garbage in your house.
Right.
I mean, it looks trifling. You have a tent in your house.
Is it a pain in the ass to kind of fold up?
Probably.
So yours is going to stick out there.
It's in a rec room. It doesn't mean anything to me.
It's
now,
fully
if I ultimately change the basement around and everything, I'll have to maybe I'll put it in my workout room. You know, whatever. But it is awesome.
Hey, can you put it over your toilet? Because I know you like long duties. So you could just sit there for 20 minutes and
kill two birds with one stone.
You know what I want? Can you bring it in tomorrow and do a segment while schwitzing?
You definitely should.
A segment while schwitzing. Come on.
I don't think I want to because it's such a pain in the ass.
Hit
but
the
I could
sauna at 7 o'clock.
Well, that's you.
Do it at one point.
That's you right there.
Yeah. So that's it. Have you ever, so Drabby has seen what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen it before?
I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm begging you to bring it in tomorrow.
Nah, I don't
want
to bring it in. But
so your head always sticks out of it.
Yeah. Now you can buy tall ones. You can buy all the
But then your head doesn't get the benefits of the sauna?
Dude, you're so sweaty. Like, within 2 minutes, you're drenched in sweat.
Okay.
In fact, if your head was in there, I don't think I could be able
you would
to
just
stay
die.
In this. I don't think you could stay in as long.
Hey, why don't we get a sauna for the studio?
We should. $100. You just want to go in there and get a good sweat. Now, I'm telling you, if you don't clean it, it's going to be mildewy and hurting. You got to clean the... Because there's like a gallon of sweat in there when you're done with it. You have to get a towel. You have to get like rubbing alcohol. You got to clean it. But it is awesome. And my plan is get everybody liking it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can get the green light eventually.
And get the big dog.
Get the real
stuff. Put it in like a master bathroom. One of the houses that we almost bought before we ended up buying the house had a sauna in the master bathroom.
Yeah. You'll see him sometimes when you like.
He was small, but I mean,
yeah, sure. Like when I go to the beach or something,
a little bench.
Yeah,
you know, probably hot rocks in the corner.
No,
that bench.
This has a chair that looks like it'd hold about a 20-pound person. But you know, whatever. I'm 210 pounds.
And just sweat your ass off for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
you feel great.
You feel incredible, and it's great for you.
I'm not hating on it.
You aren't? I'm surprised.
I feel though again. That
it'd be a pain in the ass to take out
sleep.
And put together.
I'm not put
you
it
went
away.
For a while where you were using the Blu-ray glasses.
I still have those by
you
my
had
bed.
The weighted thing. You were doing something where you're rubbing your chest or something.
No, that was on your Vegas nerve. Valdez hit me to putting ice on your Vegas nerve.
Yeah, Vegas nerve. Yeah.
It just seems like I think that. I mean, who knows. It seems like something you're going to try for a couple months.
You live your normal life, never change. I am open to new experience.
I go to a gym that has a sauna and a steam room, which I pop in on occasion.
Exactly. I don't want to pay for a gym. I got plenty of gym stuff in my house.
Yeah,
I got my own little gym. So why would I pay for a gym? So I got myself a tent.
Got your Nubbin sauna tent.
So what is it actually called? A sauna tent?
Yeah, portable sauna tent. Yeah, $120. Look, you can probably get one for $100 online, easy.
I think I'd rather have that TV you were trying to get me to buy.
The broken
for $400.
No, he said there's a 60-inch Samsung for $449 at Best Buy.
Bargain.
4K.
4K, silly.
It's got a big scratch on it.
No, silly. Brand new.
All right, we come back. We'll get into the NFL playoffs with Matt Verderam from Fanside. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.